Shepherd, Philip Keller. He titled the book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. He tells about his experience as a shepherd in East Africa. The land adjacent to his was rented out to a tenant shepherd, who didn't take very good care of his sheep. His land was overgrazed, eaten down to the ground. The sheep were thin, diseased by parasites, and attacked by wild animals. Keller especially remembered how the neighbor's sheep would line up at the fence and blankly stare in the direction of his green grass and his healthy sheep, almost as if they yearned to be delivered from their abusive shepherd. They longed to come to the other side of the fence and belong to him. Christians understand that the identity of the shepherd is everything. It is wonderful to be able to say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Because certainly, if the Lord is our shepherd, we won't be parasitic. We won't be beaten and diseased. We may have troubles and trials and sickness because we live in a fallen world. But the Lord is our shepherd. Next slide. I can no longer find my thing. I got to ask Ron. Next slide, please. Now, sometimes I spend a while on the internet looking for pictures, missing those that I'll take an hour sitting there Googling to make a point. And sometimes I say to myself, why do I spend an hour and a half looking for a picture? You have to drill down and drill down. But sometimes it really brings the word alive in my head and what I want to say, and it gives me a smile. You know that there are many gates in the world, right? There are many gates we have in our nation. Many gates as we live there. As I show you here, there's gate A, and look at the one with the red. It says private property, no trespassing, do not go beyond the gate. Violators will be prosecuted. Then the other one says notice, emergency access gate. That means you can't get into it unless there's an emergency. Then the other says please use other gate. And of course, the other one said, stop here, wait for gate to open. Stop, do not pass until the gate opens. And the other last little one tells you about the access to the gate. Now, Jesus says he's the gate. But when you think of the world we're living in right now, and I think even at the political climate and the pundits, there's so many different gates, meaning different ideology, different things that we don't know what to follow. We have the Democrats. I'm going in alphabetical order. So nobody panics that I'm picking on a particular group, right? It's D comes before R. You know what I mean. So there are the Democrats that have their story, and they have a gate that you could enter through. Get the point with the gate? They got their ideology, their political ideology, and then you have those who are, said, they're independents. They're just waiting to see which gate to get into. Is it that gate or that gate? And then there are the Republicans that have their own gate. And then there's a new party that is brewing. We know the name. It's coming up. We're a little bit out there. Then there's a woke party, and they say there's a Trump party and the woke party, and there's so many things we don't know what to do when you look at the culture. Am I wrong? One says one thing, you think, I'm going to follow this one. And then the next one says something else. He says, no, that's what I believe, right? And then somebody else, it's like the gates, right? You're standing before, should I go in here? Should I believe this one? Should I believe Fox? Should I believe ABC, NBC, CBS? You know what I'm trying to say. Thank God I don't have the other things like Hulu Plus and Paramount Plus. I don't have any of those pluses. Can't afford them. I figure if ABC, NBC, CBS, and PBS and so on can't tell me what I need to hear, then the other ones, I can't take another one, right? But there are all these things that are before us in this culture. And not only are they impacting on our politics, they're trying to impact on our religion. Be wise, friends, right? They want to tell us what to believe. Not because you're Christians, not because you're really following Jesus. Because if you ask them to quote a scripture and not only quote it, because anybody could memorize it, but to explain it and what it means, you ask them to say what they believe, they don't know. So it's not anything to do about following Jesus. It's just trying to get hold of the masses and our hearts. Many gates before us, and we got to know which one to follow, which one to enter. But as Christian believers, friends, we only have to what? Enter through one gate, first and foremost. The one gate that we have to follow first, because that is the one that is going to what? Direct us. That is the gate that is going to tell us what is truth. We don't have to have anybody tell us what is in the Bible, what is not, because we got the Bible for ourselves. And we could figure it out, right? And Jesus, the gatekeeper, left the word for us. God left the word so we could figure it out. And when I hear Christian folks get up and say some things about Christianity and what somebody said on the TV and told them to believe, I say to myself, I'm sorry for Christians who believe those things, because we ought to know better. When we don't know it, we could check it in the word. Our belief does not have party affiliation, friends. Our affiliation is with Jesus Christ. That's our affiliation, with Jesus Christ. And none of these people telling us in the world what to do, if we get sick and in the hospital or something, they're not showing up. They don't know our name. We don't know them. They don't know us. And they're not showing up. Only ones that are going to show up is going to be Jesus Christ and those he called to show up for you and me. Most likely somebody in your church or a family member. They don't care. So we've got to be careful who we follow, Christians. We got to be very careful. It's not just to say we're Christians and every gate that is open to us, we enter, because we think it may fit our pocketbook better or not our pocketbook better or whatever it is. Or No. Our gate, Jesus, is the gate. And we don't have to be concerned. And he's never going to say to us, no trespassing, do not go beyond the gate. He's going to let us in. Next slide. My question again is, who is your shepherd? Who is my shepherd? Not these folks running around. They can't lead us. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, let me give some key points here, because I'm saying, please, friends, enter via the right gate. I have to enter via the right gate because I'm planning to go home to see Jesus when my time comes. That's my plan. That's my goal. To see Jesus at the end. And that should be your goal and your plan. Because some of the people we're trying to follow in the world, they may not get there. And they can't get you there. So just to give you an overview of Jesus telling this this story to his disciples. He was using what was in his world to tell them a story. What was in his culture at the time. They heard there were farmers, shepherds, right? And so the sheepfold or pen is a court surrounded by walls and with only one entrance. right? It's surrounded by walls with only one entrance. You know why it's only one entrance? For protection. That folks can come in and come out and take out the sheep, right? Protection. Because God, Jesus, is always protecting those whom he loves and those who follow him. Now the walls. The walls keep the shepherd from wandering and protects them from wild animals. We believers, when we're following Jesus Christ, he's protecting us from what? Wandering, going astray. Why are Christians going astray? Why does everybody, every time they hear something, they believe it? Why is our allegiance to human being? Why is our allegiance to this politician, to that politician, to the other politician, to other people, to the pundits on the TV show? Why is our allegiance to them and not to God? Not to Jesus Christ? Why don't we get up and say, did Jesus say that? And if Jesus did, where is it in the Bible? Because they make it up. And who's the gatekeeper? The gatekeeper is in charge of the large fold where several flocks are kept. Whatever the flocks are, that's the gatekeeper. So the gatekeeper is going to what? Protect the fold. Protect the fold. We are under the protection of God, friends. We as Christians are under the protection of God. Now, next slide. His voice. Very interesting. The sheep recognizes the voice of their shepherd and responds only to him. Now, how do you recognize somebody's voice if you're not speaking to them? Right? You got to be in conversation with him. You got to be in conversation with Jesus Christ. Because you know what he's going to say. I don't mean hearing Jesus out loud. Some people do and some people don't. Doesn't mean hearing Jesus out loud, you know, calling us, Marjorie, Marjorie, where are you? I'd love to hear him out loud. Who knows if I'll be able to handle it, right? But the voice, hearing his voice, the sheep recognizes the voice of their shepherd and responds only to him, because the sheep and the shepherd are in relationship. When you're in relationship with Jesus Christ, you know what Jesus will tell you, what is right or what is wrong. You know in your spirit, friends. You know in your heart. You know when you hear some of these things on the TV and these people talking, you know that Jesus would never encourage that, would never say that about another person. You know that Jesus would never call another race, another group of people, another sect or whatever, would never be terrible to them. Read the scriptures. Read the New Testament. I'm not even sending you to the Old Testament. He would never, Jesus. He says, because I was hungry and you fed me. He goes out for the least of them. I was in the hospital and you visited me. I didn't have clothes and you came and gave me clothes. He goes for the least of them. He had nothing and I took care of you. He would never tell his people who follow him to treat other people terrible. He would never do that. There's nowhere in the Bible that it says that. Nowhere in the Old, New Testament. And if you could find it, you show it to me. Jesus is always telling us how to be servant leaders, how to love each other and treat each other well. Even the lepers that were rejected, Jesus called them and healed them. We need to what? Listen to his voice when it speaks to us and not follow other people. They don't know any more than us. Following Jesus Christ is not based on education. It's not based on money. It is based on a heart that is surrendered to Jesus. Next point, it says, his own sheep. The shepherd will not call sheep randomly, but only close, yes, only calls, I'm sorry, those who belong to him. Only calls, I missed the word, that, but those who belong to him. I'm typing away, you see, didn't proofread it. But only calls those who belong to him. So he calls those who belong to him into relationship with him. And he's always calling us, friends. Always correcting us. Always telling us what we should do. And we need to listen. And now the gate. The gate, the one way into salvation. Inside, there is safety. The gate. Jesus stands at the gate and knocks and protects it. He stands at the door and knocks to come into our lives. But he stands at the gate and protects us so that the thief and the bandits cannot come in. And we're allowing thieves and bandits to steal our peace. We are allowing thieves and bandits to steal our joy. We are allowing thieves and bandits to destroy our lives. Do you know how that happens? Because we allow them to let us what? Believe one thing, and then we begin to hate our neighbors. Sometimes we get into fights with people over political ideology. We get into fight because somebody's a Democrat and I'm a Republican and I hate you because you don't love this person, and you don't, and I like that person, and this person is a saint. There ain't no saint walking the earth here in America. There's no saint. I mean, I know the Roman Catholic are with the saints, but they're all in Rome. They're all in Rome somewhere. But none of, I would imagine they're in Rome, because there's no saint here. I mean, we're all saints of God because we're believers, but there is no saint by themselves without Jesus Christ. Friends, next slide. Jesus said, I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved. Right? Simple. Whoever enters by me will be saved. And I will come in and go out and find, and they will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus tells us that he comes, that we should have life. And I think many of our lives have been disrupted because of conflict and disagreements and arguments. Jesus came so that we will have life and have it abundantly. Not to give us this kind of stress and angst. There are people in families who no longer speak to each other because of some political story, some kind of political lie. People that they have grown up with for years would give them a glass of water if they needed, and somebody come on TV and say something that is all you know what. And they believe it and no longer speak to their family and say they are Christians. Because somebody who is less educated than they are and certainly don't know Jesus tells them nonsense. Friends, we are Christians and we live at a higher standard. Right? We're supposed to love everyone. And we're supposed to have what? The wherewithal, because the Spirit of God lives in us. Not the wherewithal to say, you can believe this, I can believe that, but guess what? We're going to get along together. Because we are all made in the image of God. I am made in the image of God. So God looked like a dark-skinned girl from Jamaica. You are made in the image of God, Susan, because God looks like a white woman from America. You are made in the image of God, Shalom, because God looked like an Indian man in America. We are all made in the image of God. And because we're made in the image of God, we have got to find a place to get along and to love each other. And when this cycle of election starts going, remember that you're Christians and that God's gate is wide open for all of us. My last slide here says the good shepherd leads through the right gate. The good shepherd is the only one could lead us to the right gate. Point one, the good shepherd's work is not temporary. It's forever. It's eternal. The good shepherd. Jesus is a good shepherd, and his work to take care of us is not temporary. He doesn't take care of us today and not tomorrow. It is forever and ever. When all the pundits are gone and some of them get fired and some of them are finding new jobs and whatever, and they leave the cabinets and they don't become president, whatever it happens, the good shepherd is still with us. Amen. No matter who we voted for, because he won't care, the good shepherd is still with us. The good shepherd will never abandon his sheep. Never gonna abandon us. You know how many of these political folks promise us things, and after the election, we never see them again. You know what I'm saying. We all know it. They're gone. But not the good shepherd. Will never abandon his sheep. The third point, good point. The good shepherd is always looking for or seeking the sheep that is lost. Always looking for the sheep that is lost. So friends, I want to tell you, and when people tell me as I close down here, that one party have more God than the other party, I tell them to find it in the Bible. That God loves one party more than the other party. God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, right? But have the hope of eternal life. God loves you whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, and whatever. There are going to be other parties. God loves us, not because of our political leanings, but because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Because we have said yes to him, yes to his will and his way, yes to follow him. And I would never stop speaking to someone or treat somebody bad because they don't believe in the party I do. Because I could switch a party in a heartbeat. I could be independent in a second. I used to be independent for years because I couldn't understand what one or the other was saying. So you know what? I'm not going to let any party or anything, as we look to these seasons, separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Or separate me from the people in the church. The people that God loves and died for. Because God loves us all. A shepherd to follow. The only shepherd we have to follow is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Is Jesus. Amen. Because he is the good shepherd. And the gate is wide open. The gate is wide open. That whoever will may come. I'm so happy that there is not a little tag that we have to wear. As I finish up, and I will, because I've been listening to the things getting started already, and I'm so tired of hearing these things that brings such conflict. One last thing that I remember, I'm just stepping down for a minute, I'm not coming all the way down. The Bible tells us that our names are written in the book of life. Our names. It didn't say our names and our party affiliation. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Our names, my name, your name, when we believe Jesus Christ. He didn't say our names and our address. He didn't say our names and our size. Thanks be to God for that. He didn't say any of that. He didn't say our names and our bank book. He didn't say our names and our education. Thanks be to God for that. He says our names are written in the book of life. And when we get to heaven's gate, friends, when we get to heaven's gate, all I want them to do, they won't even have to look at the book to find my name. I just want them to, as I'm walking up, or I'm flying up, or I'm crawling up, whichever way I'm going to be going, I just want to be called up. Come on, Marjorie's here. And they'll know which Marjorie it is. Amen? Amen. Because God loves us. And we should love each other. Amen?